For a quintessential West Coast experience, the enchanting trio of Nanoose Bay, Parksville, and Qualicum Beach on Vancouver Island have plenty to offer travelers. Just a ferry ride and a short drive from Metro Vancouver, these coastal gems on mid-Vancouver Island offer a captivating blend of natural beauty, outdoor adventures, and a warm, welcoming community. There are abundant activities in the region to engage all kinds of visitors, whether you're looking to play a round or two of golf, mini or the real deal, hike trails with breathtaking views, forest bathe, or go whale spotting. Families will enjoy a variety of recreation options, from Parksville's fantastic oceanside playground to bumper boats and arcade games or just a day at the beach. And even the most die-hard adventurer can appreciate a spa day. I'm the kind of traveler who loves beach roving, mellow hikes, and walks that allow for plenty of stops to check out shops, art, and good eats, and a round of mini-golf for good measure. Fortunately, these beachside communities on Vancouver Island's central east coast serve up those opportunities in spades. Stay Fairwinds Residences, Nanoose Bay. Nestled along the picturesque coastline of Nanoose Bay, the Fairwinds Residences on the marina offer an unparalleled retreat. These fully renovated luxury waterfront condos provide short-term rentals with all the comforts of home, including spacious living areas, fully equipped kitchens, and stunning views. You're next door to the Nanoose Bay Cafe, which means your next great breakfast, lunch, or dinner is handy, as is their small marketplace featuring products and produce from local vendors and farms. If you prefer, take a short drive to the nearest grocery store, but be sure to keep your eyes out for the many deer that roam the hillsides of this quiet community. Be sure to set aside time to relax on the patio, particularly if you've got a condo with a marina view, to drink in the coastal beauty of Nanoose Bay and watch the sailboats glide by, or catch a sunrise or sunset while enjoying the glow of the gas fire pit. Address: 3521 Dolphin Drive, Nanoose Bay. See, learn, shop, and play. Let's face it, you can't do everything in one visit to these beautiful mid-island communities, so it's perfectly reasonable that once you've left you find yourself planning your next visit already. In Nanoose Bay, you do activities like horseback riding, skydiving, birdwatching, kayaking, scuba diving, and hiking. Head to Parksville and Qualicum Beach to explore the coastline, relax at the spa, or do some shopping. When it comes to the latter, I'm a big fan of roaming Qualicum Beach's central business area on foot, stopping in at its many shops selling books, housewares, artisan goods, and secondhand treasures. For those who want to learn more about the local history, challenge companions at mini golf, or see the artwork created by talented area residents, here are a few standout options for what to do. Milner Gardens and Tea Room. The view from a table in Tea Room inside the house at Milner Gardens. Lindsay William Ross, VIA. For those who appreciate a little history and horticulture, with a side of scones and tea, a visit to Milner Gardens is the perfect way to spend some time in the area. Avid artist and gardener Veronica Milner was once the lady of the house who oversaw her charming 1931-built residence and the expansive grounds. She died in 1998, but donated the property to Vancouver Island University in 1996. VIU runs the 70-acre seaside garden, Oasis, with a small staff of employees and a large crew of volunteers who help make it a magical place to stroll forested paths, peer at passing pods of whales in the waters below, and marvel at the plants and flowers. Be sure to set aside time to have lunch or a snack at the Tea Room inside the Milner House. You can take home tea blends or house-made jams as souvenirs, or shop the gift shop for prints of Milner's artwork. Address: 2179 Island Highway West, Qualicum Beach. Paradise Fun Park. Paradise Fun Park in Paxville offers a laid-back and enjoyable experience for families and visitors of all ages, unless you are a cutthroat competitor and you're here chasing the thrill of the win. The colorful highway-side amusement park provides a range of leisurely activities, including mini-golf on two elaborately themed 18-hole courses, bumper boats, and go-karts, set against a backdrop of well-tended grounds. Kick back with a snack from the concession stand and try your luck at the arcade. Address: 375 Island Highway W, Parksville. The Old Schoolhouse Arts Center. The cheery yellow building on the edge of town in Qualicum Beach happens to be a welcoming hub for local artists. Set up like a gallery, you can roam from room to room to see the latest works from several artists from the region, and visit them in person in their workshops to learn more about their work. You don't actually exit through the gift shop, but you'd be remiss if you didn't pay it a visit and pick up a one-of-a-kind treasure from a talented area artist. Address: 122 Fern Road West, Qualicum Beach, Parksville Museum. This by donation indoor-outdoor museum is immersive and interactive, and a worthwhile spot if you are curious about the area's rich history. Set up like a small town, guests can roam the grounds, entering buildings to learn about all aspects of local history, from the arrival of the railroad to what life was like a century or more ago for settlers. Ring the old-fashioned school bell and take a seat in the one-room schoolhouse, step inside an old post office, or head to the main room where there are tons of artifacts and photos from days gone by. Address: 1245 Island Highway E, Parksville, Riptide Lagoon. Located in the resort area of Parksville, Riptide Lagoon has two mini-golf courses with different terrain. Reward yourself with a generous scoop of Island Farms ice cream from the treat shop. Lindsay William Ross, VIA. Riptide Lagoon in Parksville is an absolute blast, where you can indulge in a world of fun with exciting rounds of mini golf and an array of arcade games. Located along the resort strip, Riptide Lagoon boasts two mini golf courses, each with its own terrain, challenges, and charming landscapes. After surrendering a few coins to the arcade, jump in the bumper cars, or kick back with a generous scoop of Island Farms ice cream from the treat shop. Address: 1000 Resort Drive, Parksville, Parksville Community Park. This oceanside park is considered the jewel of Parksville, with good reason, thanks to its incredible location in close proximity to the downtown district, community events, and one of the best playgrounds in British Columbia for kids of all ages and abilities. In addition to the playground, there's a splash park and an outdoor gym for the teens and adults who want the chance to move their bodies a bit. Stroll the boardwalk, its terminus point is at the Beach Club Resort, set up on the sandy shore, or go fly a kite. The amenities are seemingly endless here for adventure seekers and sports lovers, but if you just want to dip your toes in the water and soak up the sun, that works, too. Summertime visitors take note. In July and August, this is where you'll go to experience the annual sandcastle competition and beach fest. Address: access from Highway 19A in Central Parksville, Beachside Drive. The past few years have seen a lot of growth and change in this area just north of Nanaimo, and with an influx of residents representing a younger demographic, and some mainland folks making the move across the Strait of Georgia, there's been a big shift in the Mid-Island region's food scene, but there's nothing mid about it. Some of my favorite places to enjoy fantastic food and drink in Nanoose Bay, Qualicum Beach, and Parksville include the following: Nanoose Bay Cafe, Rusted Rake Brewing Company, Fern Plus Cedar Brewing Company, French Press Coffee Roasters, Wild Culture Artisan Bakery, Qualicum Beach Cafe, Little Qualicum Cheeseworks, Pacific Prime at the Beach Club Resort. These breweries, restaurants, coffee roasteries, and legacy businesses are making a visit to the Mid-Island region all the more worthwhile for food lovers, and you can read about each of these incredible places in my guide to some of the best places to eat in Nanoose Bay, Parksville, and Qualicum Beach. At the Qualicum Beach Cafe, their house-made gnocchi is a speciality, which you can order with a lemon and dill sauce with seafood. Lindsay William Ross, VIA. Here are a couple of other stops I recommend for finding fresh local fare from Vancouver Island. Qualicum Beach Farmers Market. The Qualicum Beach Farmers Market takes place every Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to noon, showcasing the finest in the region's local produce, artisanal crafts, and delectable treats. Taking over a generous portion of land adjacent to the train tracks in the heart of Qualicum Beach, this market offers an array of fresh foods, handmade goods, and mouthwatering food stalls. Even if you aren't going to fill your bags with goodies, this is a great way to experience the essence of Vancouver Island's culture and flavors. Look for all sorts of baked goods, preserves, ferments, condiments, and crafted items. If you're looking for a beverage to enjoy while strolling the stalls, head to the Flight Cafe trailer to get drink creations like a Nitro London Fog or iced tea made with seasonal fruit. Address: 172 Veterans Way, Qualicum Beach, French Creek Seafood. There's no way to make this fish market sound pretty, because, to be real, it's right at the busy docks and is all about the business of getting fresh local seafood from the waters to the table. Drive all the way through the massive parking lot, onto the gravel, and hang a left to get to the building that houses this small market shop. Parking is free for store customers. If you are looking to cook a fresh catch during your stay, you'll find what you need here, but if you are also just looking for picnic foods, snacks, or shelf-stable foods to savor back at home, you can find lots of products here. I like their own smoked tuna and salmon, canned under their own label, to take as a tasty souvenir, along with some morsels of candied salmon for a little road snack. Can't beat how fresh it is. Address: 1097 Lee Road, Parksville. Disclaimer: thanks to Parksville Qualicum Beach and the Nanoose Bay Cafe, Fairwinds Residences for facilitating the visit and some of the featured experiences. All opinions and inclusions are those of the author and were not guided or influenced in any way, and none of the businesses or entities mentioned were granted any previews of this article prior to publication.